You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'll give you one more.
Brother Johnson, drink.
Just made you so happy, you know? I wanted to give you one more. Yeah.
The song is called Get the Funk Out My Face. Not out of my face, Jeremy. Out my face.
It's better. It's better when you say it like that.
The high country is going to get some pretty good snow over the next couple of days. They're talking 6 to 12 inches. So for those of you who want to maybe mosey up there and play in the white stuff.
Go sledding, I guess. Weekend. Snow angels.
Something like that.
I'll tell you about a product, actually, in the Turning Report coming up that people are buying like crazy that you could use in the mountains.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, DT.
It's not going to translate into too much here. It's going to be cooler today, and then tomorrow maybe some flurries. They even mentioned the possibility of rain tomorrow. It's always weird when it rains in Denver in January. Could be a little bit of that, and then it'll stay cold through the middle of next week, so... That's what you have to look forward to. What is this you wanted to chat about?
Before I get into that, real quick, I'll just give you a quickie. I told Nick Nack to quit her job yesterday.
Okay.
Because January 21st, I heard her in there on a conference call, and the conference call wrapped up, and at the very end of it, the person said, have a happy new year.
Quit now! Quit immediately!
I thought of you.
Yeah.
Because yesterday when I got on the machine, what's that thing called? The Max Trainer.
Max Trainer, yeah.
I put on a podcast which had been recorded and released that day, so also January 21st. And they welcomed a guest, and the first words out of the guest's mouth were,
hey,
Happy New Year. And I thought of you. I thought Jeremy would shut this podcast off right
now. Shut her down. What if you just happened to stumble on that podcast in like July and turn that on? I couldn't even.
Well, and people do.
I couldn't even.
Yeah.
I did. I walked down the hall and popped my head into the little office room, and she just went, you know, put her hands in the air like, I know. Funny. Other things going on.
Let's go back for a second.
Yeah.
That could be the kind of social lubricant that we've talked about on the show before. The whole, hey, how you doing is a social lubricant. Well, if people haven't talked to other like coworkers in a while, that might in their minds be the only way they can ease into a conversation out of a conversation.
Sure, it is. It's just...
Because they don't know what else to say.
It's like a reflex, you know? It's just... Bam. It's like hitting your knee and making a kick, you know?
It's like I... yeah. I learned from somebody a long time ago. They're like, when you're done with the conversation, you just say, okay, bye. And then you're done.
And goodbye.
You don't have to find like, okay, well, this has been...
No, you
really
have a great day.
And I can't wait until we do this again.
Give my love to the kids.
Right. Say hi to your husband for me and blah, blah, blah. It's just, okay, bye.
Shut up.
Just hang up.
And then everybody's happier.
So true, buddy. So true.
Tell me about Oklahoma.
Yeah, there's other things going on the planet. And I did see this story this morning, and I kind of cracked up a little bit. The member of the Oklahoma State House of Representatives, old Justin Humphrey, he just introduced a bill to create an official Bigfoot hunting season out in Oklahoma. And this is not even a joke. He's talking to the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to, quote, set annual season dates and create any necessary specific hunting licenses and fees to hunt the hairy Sasquatch roaming the woods out there. I guess Oklahoma is known for Bigfoot sightings. I thought it was more up in Washington,
Northwest.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, Oklahoma tried horning in on that several years ago. That's a Northwest thing.
That is a Northwest thing, but...
But what else you got in Oklahoma?
What else can you do? I guess if this thing passes, it'll go into effect on November 1st. And I'm just like, well, what if he is out there? Now we just want to hunt him and kill him? What? Let's celebrate Bigfoot if he's out there.
The bigger question is, they're... In their assembly, there in Oklahoma, there are not more pressing matters.
Well, there is that too.
That the duly elected officials need to be concentrating on.
Right.
Was that part of his stump, you know, his platform when he was running for office? And if elected, I'm elected.
Well, seeing as how things have been, people would be like, yeah, standing there with their pitchforks and their torches.
I will go to the Capitol, 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 and I will make sure, that Bigfoot. Yeah, you know. Can you just see them making those speeches?
Let's go, Bigfoot.
And then, sure enough, somebody at the bar saying, "Did you hear old Dwayne's going?"
No, Justin.
Did you hear old Justin Dwayne? Justin,
whatever.
Oklahoma.
You're going after the Bigfoot.
Your old Bubba's gonna open up a Bigfoot hunting season. I'm voting for him.
Ah, that Bigfoot. He was in my house the other night making time with my wife. We gotta get him.
His opponent. All she wants to do is balance the budget.
Oh my God. That's so true.
We laugh.
I hope it passes.
Those are some of the things that go through some people's minds when they are voting.
A little bit of me wants this to pass, just because. bunch of good old boys out there with their shotguns looking for Bigfoot. What could go wrong?
Please, people, put on your orange vests.
Right.
Hey, and I am not kidding. You know, Gretchen goes out mushroom hunting all the time into the woods near our house. And it is deer. It has been deer hunting season. And we got her an orange vest.
That's
because
smart.
Sure enough,
somebody's going to take a shot.
Would be out there and say, "What's that moving through the underbrush?"
Get her!
So I got her an orange vest, and I also got her antlers to put on top of
her
head.
That's hilarious. Yeah, go look for your mushrooms.
A little bit deeper into the woods, honey.